Fine motor skills involve the small muscles of the body that enable functions such as writing, grasping small objects, and fastening clothing. Weaknesses in fine motor skills can affect a child's ability to eat, write legibly, use a computer, turn pages in a book, and perform personal care tasks. You might already have a treatment program for your child prescribed by an occupational therapist, but there are plenty of activities which you can do at home. Here is an idea that will help to work on a toddler's fine motor skills and hand-eye coordination. Give the child a colander and some coloured pipe cleaners and let them poke through the holes. Show your child how to do it as often as needed. Take turns or just let them have fun working it all out. You might be surprised at just how entertained they will be. This activity is ideal if your child can grasp objects with their whole hand or with the thumb and index finger, but isn't able to do more refined fine motor activities, such as lacing beads on a string. You may well find they can pull them out easier than put them in to start with. Encourage your child to hold the pipe cleaner with their fingers pointing toward the tip and you're moving towards the dexterity required to hold a pen. Depending on your child's age and skill level, you can change the game slightly by adding in colours, sizes, etc. But always be aware of your own child's abilities, as play should be fun and not stressful. Another nice game is pom-pom pushing. All you need is a plastic food container and some little woolly pom-poms. You need a lid on the food container and to not mind having holes cut into it. A large ice cream container or something similar would do. Cut some holes in the container just a little bit smaller than the pom-pom. This allows them to practice putting the pom-pom onto the hole and then encourages them to use their index finger and thumb as they push down. Again, this is also good practice for holding the pen. If you place the pom-poms on different sides of the boxes, then your child will be moving from side to side to reach them. This is really good balance practice. Don't worry if they can't sit unaided. This can be practiced with them sitting on your knee and supporting them as they reach forwards and backwards. So once all the pom-poms are in, they can practice trying to get them all out again.